Okay, so, I'm back. Yay. And, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking this week we will kind of, you know, just get everybody caught up on a lot of stuff. Because really, you know, there's been a lot of changes this last month. New codes, new scripting, new enchantments, new items, new puzzles, new headaches, all sorts of fun things. And some of you may or may not listen to the Jick and Scully Show, or the Jick and Asymmetric Publications LLC dev team laughing at Jick in the background show. I don't know. I think it might just be good just to, you know, don't talking important yet. My PC isn't ready.
Lol.
Yeah, well. Okay, so I'm not supposedly not supposed to, I am echoey. Well, you know what? Knowing that that's not always here, it's not my problem. So, yeah. I can't help the echoey. Because I'm not echoey, and I'm not getting any feedback, and I'm not any different, and, you know, I could do a whole show on, chat etiquette. Because it's been a metric fuck ton of, stupidity. Oh, yeah, and, the language of the show may or may not be, appropriate for all age groups. So if you're, below 15, go away. yeah. Okay. So let's see here. Last couple of weeks, the most evident change, of course, is the strange leaflet. And Lil says, I'm not echoey, so guess what? It's your own fault. Yeah. Anyway, strange leaflet, completely added onto. Loved the work that Riff did. And run in a way so that he can kind of sneak some more things and we're not going to know. And so, it's always, and that's the thing, is the way that I look at that quest is almost like it is a little sub-piece off to itself, and so it's going to be easily fixable. And easily adjustable, and so, you know, it could be pretty cool. Also, not soon thereafter, Riff introduced the second major spade puzzle of this year, and if you're not sure what a spade is a person who goes and tries to figure out how the things in the games work. What have you gone? With the remaining two elemental gravy fairies, if you've also not seen, if you've not seen the whole elemental shift, there are now five elements of damage. Heat, cold, stinky, sleazy, and spooky. And we've been used to having three elemental gravy fairies, and that would be hot, cold, and stinky. And now there's this spooky and sleazy, and if you've not seen them yet, do a quick who is on Riff. That's spelled R-I-F-F. And Riff has these two new elemental fairies. And we don't have clue one. There's a very, very large forum thread about these elemental fairies, and no one has a freaking clue. I mean, not even, like, part one. Well, actually, apparently Alice Cat has figured out one of them. And, you know, and she's not going to speak, because she's pretty much still one of the first ones. But, you know, a lot of new stuff. And I have to say, I don't blame them for making them this hard, because there are people, and I'm not blaming them either, who, when they're trying to figure out the cooking recipes, were basically making robots to cook everything together until something works. So, this is kind of more of a, I think, a puzzle where you're just going to have to figure it out. And speculation is a lot of speculation, that you have to have certain items, or that there is new mushrooms in the mushroom field, or that you have to have a certain effect on, or you have to have a certain item with you, and there's a lot of contingent on that, and that's fine, and that's good. It keeps y'all guessing. Keeps me guessing, too, because, damn it, I want them. So, let me remind y'all that I am not answering questions until the top of the hour, so you may feel free to send them in to seed the show, just like you would do for Jake and Scully. Otherwise, you know, yeah. So let's see here, what else? There's another item, which there's absolutely no idea on, that Hostuff created. And, yeah, it's been around for about a week now, and it's still like, I mean, it's to the point where people are actually severely questioning if it's a custom item or not. So, and there have been a lot of people saying, no, it is craftable. I'm like, okay, we don't have a clue. And so, yes, we have lots of fun. So, a lot of new spade things going on. Now, for us gameplay people, a couple things coming down the pipe, basically said within days, that apparently the remaining two spots for level 12 skills, that would be Seal Clubber, and if I look at my little graph that I keep for Dark Eagle, I believe Disco Bandit, I think, is the other one that does not have a level 12 skill. Come on, open. Oh, his Excel page is not that slow. Yeah, and I neglected to mention that other item because it's still kind of hush, and I'm not going to spoil it because, you know, it's so rare unless you're looking for it. You know, so that's it. Yeah, Disco Bandit does not have level 12. So, but apparently those two skills are supposed to be out fairly soon. Just going to add on two more ascensions to my quest to get Dark Eagle with every skill possible. And apparently then level 13 skills are on their way, and apparently the next Seal Clubbering skill for level 13 is dual wielding. And someone pointed out, you know, you could have two icicles in your hands and beating the crap out of things. And I can't wait to see how that affects the LTS synergy strategy. Should actually be pretty fun. So, there's going to be some new skills, but once these new skills all get in play, and there might be another quest coming as well, the Naughty Sorceress is going to get pushed back to level 12 and level 13. And so, the speedrunner may be in danger, so if you're planning on getting like a two-day run, you may want to hurry up on that, because actually I'm going to do a two-day run with Dark Eagle pretty soon, and I was away this weekend, and it messed up my whole plan to do this Lost Moxie thing, but oh well. But yeah, I'm going to try to do that. So, yeah. Lots of new stuff coming up, and may not affect gameplay as much as the offhanding and the enchantments of various different other items, but it's definitely going to change the speed. Also, last week, if you were not around, we got to see Bashy and his group of four other individuals, lovingly called Oh Damn, try the one-day ascension. Started out, the first one got to the tower, no luck. Second one got to the tower, got a little bit further, no luck. The other two realized that they weren't even going to get to the tower because the RNG had sucked on them, no luck. And so it was down to Bashy, and Bashy kept getting lucky drop after lucky drop, and got to the Naughty Sorceress, but had not much items in terms of decent equipment. And, you know, so it ended up that he fought the Naughty Sorceress, he got to the second form, and then It killed him. So, oh, Yerk the Real Bad is taunting me. I don't like you, Yerk, because you have one of those items that's supposedly craftable that no one has a freaking clue. But you know, I'm not faulting Yerk or Hot Stuff or Riff for not giving hints or anything. Because I've done the same thing. When I figured out, and I was almost the first one that figured out what the setting was for the Baron's top hat, I bounced it around for a day or two before someone else figured it out. I was just like, I like my hat. Why'd you get that? I don't know. I forgot. It's like, does it come from the bat, from the rat? It's like, yes, it comes from the rat. Well, how'd you get it to drop? Let's think. You know, it wasn't as an obvious one. It wasn't as a hard one, but, you know. Yeah, so Bashy proved that in that situation, it's doable. But here's the thing. If the Naughty, and let me explain the precipices. The one-day ascension was a confluence of events, okay? You had... Hi, Yerk. Oh, it's not a secret? Okay. Hot stuffing. Well, see, Yerk, the last time I mentioned it anywhere in chat, I got chastised. So I was not going to... No one has a freaking clue how to make it. Oh, yeah, everybody figured out how to make the hat. Just wasn't sure exactly what number. Because at the time, there were four numbers that were left. I mean, if there's a fifth boss, it's going to be obvious what numbers to try. But anyway, boy, I had a whole other thought. And it rambled away, because someone else, okay, someone told me what the hell, you just take a stuffing and make it hot. I just had a really fucked up idea, but I don't have the items to get to it yet. Maybe I can play with in Dark Eagle. I really honestly just had an idea. Step one, get stuffing. Step two, we don't know. Thank you. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about before I got completely distracted by Yerk? Okay, Yerk, you're distracting me. I guess that's a good thing. What the f- is it microwavable? What? Oh, Bashy, that's right. It was a confluence of events. The item in the month in Mr. Store had the three abilities, so you could donate for those and donate for your Mr. A's, and not have to use those as pools. So you had stat boosts, and you had, these items that, you know, will give you a stat point, will give you good attack. Basically, were great entry-level items. Second, it was a stat day. Third, they were all coming off of a hardcore oxy, so they all had air. The problem is that in the time this next Mysticality Day comes by, guess what's going to happen? This month's going to be over, and they're not going to be ready to get to another hardcore oxy to get those air. And that's the problem. Okay? And damn it, Yerk, now you've got me trying things on DJ Hashalant. Because I want hot stuffing. I don't, you know, and I'm going to pick on hot stuff for a second, but this item... You know, dear God, it's like the Dr. Tran hot dicking. I mean, I just see hot stuffing, and that's the first picture that pops in my mind is, you know, I know it's not right. Oh, I am such a bad, bad man. I am. I am a bad, bad man. Completely inappropriate, and I teach the youth tomorrow, dear God. Okay, so let's see here. What else is going on? Item-wise, there's nothing going on here. Let's see here. Cyclops will keep recording this. You'll be like, man, this is garbage. Well, I need a comfy blanket for my display case, but that's just me. Animus is trying to give me his suggestion for the recipe, but I don't know. I don't know. I believe they've done already a macro to try to cook everything. I don't think you can cook either the herbal or normal stuffing. Let's see here. No. Okay, anyway. Let's see here. I'm going to play a song, because I really don't have anything to talk about right now. And, I think I've frightened you all into silence. Anyway, I'm going to play a little Kongi concert, and then I will come back and we'll talk some more about the ketchup. If you've got a questions you want me to answer, and I have not, and I'm just kind of copying and pasting them into a nice little notepad, feel free to throw them on in there, and I will answer them this next hour. This is Ashlon, Radio KOL. Alright. I'm getting people going, oh my god, Ashlon, that's so gross. I didn't even think of hot stuffing in that manner. I'm like, dude, that's the first thing I came up with, was hot stuffing was... It's hot stuffing... Never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. Alright. That song was from Kongi Concert, which is downloadable off the intranet, if you're wondering about it. Apparently there's a headbutt bug, and apparently it's fixed. And, bro, Nisha, it was, like, obvious to me. Of course, you know this whole place. I mean, this whole game is built on entendres and innuendos and all sorts of stuff. And... Hot American Dickings, I promise. you know, I have to answer this one now. Quaggy asked if, asked, will you have my babies? And you know, there's two issues to this. That. Number one, my wife may, have an issue with that. And, number two, I didn't know that male could have babies, and you know, as Riff has been saying lately, poor seahorses, which is, again, pissing the fuck out of me. Because I want those freaking familiars. I want the freaking familiars. Let's see here. What else is going on this last week? I'm trying to kill 10 minutes before I start answering questions. This is going to be like, go down radio is the best show ever. Actually, it's going to go down as one of those shows that are like almost as good as the Jake and Skelly shows for the rambling, but I don't have anybody to ramble with. So I'm rambling to myself, and... No seahorse familiar. But what it is Riff's been kind of giving a couple clues to the elemental familiars, and the last couple posts he keeps talking about poor seahorses. And so the debate is whether or not that is an actual clue, or if, you know, it's him being silly. Technically, the eggs are laid into a pouch in the male seahorse, and he carries them to full term until they squirt out, and so, yeah. There is no seahorse familiar. And again, I said, I don't answer questions until top of the hour. And Lord, you know. Yeah. Let's see here. Anything else of dramatic interesting going on? Yeah, tried my few ideas for the hot stuffing, and I'm not getting any hot stuffing, so. which, of course, that's probably a good thing. let's see here. What else is going on? That's an update. I think that's really pretty much been all of the major updates game-wise. Pretty much we're just kind of waiting until this new content actually does see light of day that we've been promised and hinted and veiled about and should be coming soonish, and when we'll see. So, I don't know. Now, okay, there's a question. I am not getting any hot stuffing. Not getting any hot dickings either. no, in my house I do the hot stuffing. Oh wait, never mind. I'm so glad she's not around. But she will be coming with me to the St. Louis meetup, which apparently is going to be crazy and should be fun and. Okay, guys, let's play a game, okay? Seriously, I want to see how far this goes out, okay? For the record, there is no seahorse familiar. It would be cool if there were, but I'm curious how long it would take somebody to post in the forum about, I heard there is this seahorse familiar. I'm curious to see how long it takes for someone to, you know, because of snippets of things that your guys were saying, and just, you know, hey, I heard that there might be a seahorse familiar. Something about familiars and poor seahorses from Rip. It would probably be on there, like, you know, half an hour, if not sooner. Because that seems to be the way this place there. And something stupid. Now, let me say one other thing. Just like Jake and Skullhead has the right to not answer your questions because you're being an idiot, guess what? I have that same right. So, quit. Okay, you know what? I think I've done enough rambling. Yes, I've done enough rambling. Because I ramble like a mother. And I think it's time for me to, you know, play a song. And when I play the song and get back, I will start answering your questions. So now would be the time. If you have a question about gameplay, about what's the best situation or how best way to do something, if you have a question about, well, here's my situation, how do I do better, or what am I doing wrong, send your question, as much detail as you can, to player number 67689, blue messages, that would be /MSG, in chat. Unless you have a really long one, then I guess you can green mail it, but, you know, just realize I'm going to go through the blue message was first. And then we'll kind of basically be doing this for the rest of the hour. I know this show sucks compared to most of my normal good, you know, lectures on how to farm, but, yeah, I suck today. This is Ashland. I'm not Chicken Scully. They know stuff. Here on Radio KOL.